All summer we've been chronicling the delights offered by local produce stands, from fiddleheads to peaches to pluots. That's a combo of plum and apricot. It's fresh fruits and vegetables that lure us to roadside markets. But let's be honest, it's hard to leave without stocking up on a few weird snacks as well. NPR's Larry Abramson gets his fix at Pedrick's Produce in Dixon, California.
Pedrick's location is not scenic. This barn of a produce stand lies hard by Interstate 80. It is surrounded by the mega farms of the Sacramento Valley. But it's an easy stop on the way to the cabin my in-laws share in the California Sierra. We stock up at Pedrick's. Fruit, vegetables, and flavored pistachios.
The Cajun, the jalapeno, the onion, garlic, the barbecue, the garlic, hickory smoke, chili con limon, they're all flavored.
Henry Barraza, Pedrick's owner, has a big smiling face with a head of thick gray hair. This is the man who has fed my family's snack habit for decades. Our biggest sin, pineapple honey or coffee-flavored almonds. Every year as vacation ended, the supply would dwindle, and my wife would try to ration these delicacies, but they often disappeared during midnight raids. I can't imagine the temptation that Pedrick's workers like Angelica Grigsby face every day.
The butter toffee chocolate almonds, chocolate toffee and nuts is all good. Always good.
Downfall.
Yeah, it's always good.
Grigsby is only 20, but she's already been at Pedrick's for 5 years, thanks to good connections to management.
Henry's my godfather, and yeah, no, he is. He's good to work for. He's fair.
Those connections contribute to the family feeling here, but at bottom, Pedrick's is still a business.
Well, we're just stacking the corn, making it pretty.
Making it look pretty.
Jose Jimenez has spent half of his 34 years at Pedrick's. He's stacking a mountain of corn with a casual precision that leaves them looking like an intricate jigsaw puzzle. The price, $4 for $1. Henry Barraza says he has to keep the price low to compete with other stands.
We're not making anything on those ears of corn, but you could go out and for a dollar you can feed a family of four. That'll be one of the items you can put on your plate. And where else could you do that?
Those corn customers might grab a bag of something that's more profitable, like those flavored nuts. And you never know when that purchase will turn an accidental visitor into a lifetime customer. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
You can explore our other farm fresh foods at the new NPR.org. You'll also find recipes in our Kitchen Window series.